Grossman stopped short of calling for divestment in gun companies. He said it's the duty of the $50 billion fund to maximize investment returns for retirees, but he will not ignore what he called the values of Massachusetts residents. A spokeswoman for Connecticut Treasurer Denise Napier also has ordered a review of the state's pension fund, and the California State Teachers Retirement System is reviewing its investments in gun holdings. Private equity group Cerberus Capital Management said it will sell its controlling stake in Freedom Group International, which makes the weapons believed to have been used in Friday's killings. Lucas Willard, WAMC News.